AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pentagon says it's ramping up evacuations from Afghanistan. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The military says it has taken 7,000 civilians out the past 5 days and now has enough aircraft in Kabul to move up to 9,000 every day.
We're ready to increase throughput.
But Major General Hank Taylor says it'll depend on several things, including the weather, how many people have actually been processed for departure, and the Taliban. There are reports militants have been trying to keep Afghan civilians from reaching the airport. The Pentagon says they have not impeded Americans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Buildings have been evacuated around the Library of Congress on Capitol Hill. There's a black pickup truck with no license plates parked near the building.
The driver of the truck told the responding officer on the scene that he had a bomb and what appeared, the officer said, appeared to be a detonator in the man's hand.
Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says they're talking with the man. 4 out of the 5 biggest school districts in Florida are going to require students to wear a mask in school. It defies Governor Ron DeSantis' ban on mask mandates. Lynn Gray is a school board chair in Hillsborough County in Tampa.
If we're just asking for a 30-day protective measure, isn't that the least we can do for our children? Isn't that, if it saves one life?
DeSantis says Florida must protect parents' rights to make decisions to mask their children. Federal regulators sharpen their antitrust attack against Facebook, filing a revised version of their complaint, alleging the social network giant abused its market power to suppress competition. In New York, a key accuser at R. Kelly's sex trafficking trial resumed testimony, describing in more detail how she says she was abused by the singer during their relationship. Kelly has denied accusations he preyed on Gerhonda Pace and others. This is AP News. Tensions are growing in Haiti. Earthquake aid has been slow to come in.
As throngs of people gathered outside the local airport in Les Cayes in southwestern Haiti, police fired 2 shots to disperse the crowd. People had come to see the arrival of an aid shipment being loaded onto waiting trucks. Many are complaining that they have no resources for shelter from recent heavy rain, after more than 7,000 homes were destroyed in the quake. International aid worker Austin Holmes says hospitals in the worst hit areas need urgent help.
Hospitals just like this are in bad need of medical reinforcement, supplies, medications.
Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry urged all organized groups to come and help the rescue efforts. We send out an appeal to the politicians, to civil society, to the university sectors, to the private sectors, to the diaspora, to join in a chain of solidarity. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 2,000 people have died in Haiti. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.